Yesterday we were discussing the sheet of the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvot in Kuf Nun Gimel, where the Ramban writes that the Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah of Chathchila, a mitzvah of Pesumei Milsa, but it is not Ma'akev B'dieved. Nonetheless, the Ramban writes that does require that there is a Haskamas Bezn that this day should be Rosh Chodesh, and that certainly is Le'ikuva. That Haskama is considered to be a fulfillment of the Drasha of Koran Yibo Asher Tikro Sam B'moadam. And the Ramban's Rai is number one from Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that Ben Mali Ben Choser Ein Mekadshin Osam. If Ein Mekadshin Osam, so how do you understand Asher Tikru Osam, HaChodesh is Alachem? That is accomplished not Ayidei the Kiddush HaChodesh, but rather through the Kviyas Hayom, through the concept of Chishuv, as we discussed at length. And that was Mufurish in Yerushalmi, that there's a difference between Mekudosh as opposed to Mekuyim. But certainly, role of Bezdin is necessary, even Aliba the Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. And then the Ramban says that this is evident even according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok, because after all, that's how we assume the halacha, that tells us that Bezdin is Makadesh the Chodesh if it is a chaser, but not if in fact it is considered to be a Malay. And the Ramban's assumption is the following great Chiddush that we can derive from Malay to chaser. That just as when it comes to Malay, there's no need for Kiddush Bezdin, according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok. So hu hadinami, when it comes to chotzer, it is a mitzvah l'chatchila, it is not likuva. So we're troubled by that chiddush of the Ramban, mehecha teise, that how can you derive anything from the case of Malay, where Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok says that there is no need for kiddush hachodesh. So therefore, obviously, so the chodesh is mekudosh without intervention of Bezdin. But mehecha teise, you can derive from there the case of chotzer. So he pointed out, if you look more carefully in the Ramban, you see the chiddush of the Ramban, and then you understand that correlation. The Ramban writes that when it comes to a Malay, it's not that there's no role of Bezin whatsoever, that they sit back and do absolutely nothing, and may elav the chodesh is makudesh. That's certainly not. The Ramban writes the haskamas das Bezin is considered to be absolutely crucial, that is li'ikuva, and the Ramban writes that that is true whether it is a Malay or chaser. In both cases, koran ibo asher tikro sam b'moadam. So what does that mean when it comes to a Malay? Don't we argue when it comes to a Malay that there's no need for Bezdin to be proactive in the kviyos of the Kiddush HaChodesh? The Ramban assumes that certainly is not true. Even in a Malay, the Haskamas Das Bezdin is considered to be absolutely critical. The difference between Malay and Chosr is simply in terms of that aspect of Kiddush HaChodesh, in terms of the Chishuv, in terms of the Kviyas Hayom, that the Ramban writes is certainly required in a Malay. So the reason in a Malay the Haskamas Bezdin is sufficient is because that is a fulfillment of what the Pasuk says, Asher Tikro Saba Mo'adam. That's the Chiddush then in the Ramban. If that is Pshat in the Pasuk, and Kviyas HaBezdin satisfies the need of Asher Tikro Saba Mo'adam, so Hu Hadinami, that applies even when it comes to a Chaser as well. So that's the great Chiddush that the Ramban assumes, that even according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzadok, Kfar Kidshu Shamayim means there's no need for Kiddush Bezdin, but the Haskamas Bezdin Shalmata, that certainly is required, and that is considered to be Likuva. So we saw some unusual marmakomos to demonstrate the role of Haskamas Bezdin even in a case where we're dealing with a Malay. We pointed out that Sugin Chum and Andav Kuf Aleph Mudbeis, where Rava says that we were dealing with the case of a Shas Hashmad, and therefore Knesset Yisrael were unable to properly observe Yom Kippur, so therefore the messages were sent to Bnei Bavel that treat Shabbos as though it is Yom Kippur, as Rashi points out, Shelo Tishtakach Toras Yom HaKippurim. So the Ritva raises the obvious difficulty, that how could that be? If we're dealing with the case of a Shas Hashmad, we're dealing with the case of Befarhesia. So as we know, even Arkadim Masana, Mitzvah Kala, is Yehara Goyavor. So obviously, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, how can you argue we'll dispense with Yom Kippur because it's a Shas Hashmad? So the Ritva writes the following Chiddush, that it's true that if it is considered to be Shas Hashmad or Befarhesia Yehara Goyavor, Bemed Varam Amurim, to avoid violating Isurim. However, a Kiyum essay, we don't assume Yehoreg Valyavor even in a case of Shas Hashmad. And here, Kviyas Bezdin, HaChodesh is Alachem, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that is a mitzvah saseh, But nonetheless, we assume Yavor Va'al Yeharim. And the Ritva adds the Chiddush that even though this is true, Me'ikar Hadin, nonetheless, as a Midas Chasidus, one has a right to Yemoser Nefesh in cases of an essay. However, there is no Chiyuv to do so. Yeharim Va'Yavor is only to avoid violating Yisurim. So he pointed out this is a lengthy discussion in the Rishonim. In the Sugin Shabbos, Daf Memtes, in the Sugin Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed, Elisha Bal Knafayim, taking off his tefillin, right, because it was a Shas Hashmad, but the willingness of Elisha Bal Knafayim nonetheless to put on the tefillin, the Chatfila, apparently, as the Ran says, you see that you have a right to be Mosen Nefesh, and that was against Pashub Shad, the Chiddush, the Rambam, Perakei Pelchus Yisodei HaTorah. But for our purposes, very simply, what do you mean we're dealing with the Mitzvah Sasei? We're talking about an Isser Kares of Yom Kippur. How do you say that's an essay, and therefore Yavol Yahareg? So the Ritva himself tells us, no, you require Kiddush Bezdin. And if there is no Kiddush Bezdin, Ein Kan Yom HaKippurim. It will not be Yom Kippur. That's the Kiddush that the Ritva writes. How does this fit, especially Lahalacha, according to the Yehovah Blas Rabbi Tzadok? If you're telling me that, if it is a Malay, Kfar Kivshu Shamayim, and that means that this process occurs Me'ela, so it's true, you need a Kiddush Bezin to declare that this is Chaser. But if Bezin will sit back and do nothing, so therefore, necessarily, the monk becomes a Malay and date 31 is Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, it'll be Rosh Hashanah and several days later Yom Kippur. How can it be that Kiddush Bezin is necessary? You see a great Kiddush according to Ritva, then even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Kiddush Bezdin is necessary in the sense of not Kiddush Bezdin of Makudash Makudash, that only applies to Chosr, not Malay. That's only Din Lechatchila. But the Haskamas Das Bezdin, which is necessary, which is the Kiyam of Asher Tikru Osam, HaChodesh Azalachem, that is considered to be vital even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. And if they do not declare that this is Tishrei through the Chishu, through Kriyas Bezdin, it will not be Tishrei. And that Poshav Shat is the way the Yad Raman interprets the Chiddush of Rashi and of Yabez Mabez. If Bezin is interested in making a Shana Mu'uberes, however, they did not do so until it's already Biyom Shloshim Shaladar, that's a problem because that day, Rayul Kavon Isan. And what happens if Ruhamai would have nonetheless Bezin desires to do so? Su'ula says, Ein Mekachnes HaFodesh. So Rashi says, what does that mean? That you can't declare it as Adar Sheni, it's too late to do so. So Rashi writes, Alishaske, let Bezin just sit back and remain silent, and then, in the next month, they will declare as Nisan. So what happens to that window of time? The expression the Yad Ramah uses, it's a 60-day month. And only then it becomes Nisan. And even if you say that there is such a possibility, that without the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Chodesh does not commence, but how does this fit Yad Ramah writes, Lahalacha, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, you don't need Kiddush Bezdin. That's the kash of Yad Ramah. The answer, Poshim Shat, within Rashi Shita, is that no, you don't need Kiddush HaChodesh, but the Haskamas Das Bezdin, the Kfiyas, the Chishuv you require. And if Bezdin does not determine that there should be Rosh Chodesh, it will in fact not be Rosh Chodesh. We'll have to see other possibilities as mentioned. And that's Sugi. The Yad Ramah has a very different Hezbeh. Of that Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf, Yabez, Amud Beis. We discussed again the Kiddush of the Rambam, the Mechilta, the two halachos, the certain elements of Kiddush HaChodesh. Yom is necessary because after all there's a Torah's Mishpat. Yichot Yisrael Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov, and therefore that is the halach of Yeshivas Bezdin. But even irrespective of that, the Mechilta Yamim Yamima, a halacha within the essence of Kiddush HaChodesh, that Yamim Atamakadesh via Atamakadesh Leilos, and the possibility that this applies not only in a Chaser, even in a Malay, even Bezin Kfar Kishur Shamayim means Min HaShachar, and as Tosus points out, in Brachos Daflam, and you forget Yalav Yavo, even on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, still you are not Choser, because in Mekanshnes HaChodesh, Elabiyom. Why should this be? You understand the halach in terms of Bezin. Very simply, Kiddush HaChodesh is Ayyadei Bezdin, and Yeshivas Bezdin is only B'yom, and not B'layla. B'yom Hanchilu Asbanov. Good. Why should you assume that there's some more essential, more fundamental halacha when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, that above and beyond Yeshivas Bezdin, that inherently Kiddush HaChodesh should only be B'yom and not B'layla? So we started to discuss the following Kiddush. When it comes normally to a time when there is Kiddush HaSayom, Shabbos, Yantif, even Chol HaMoed, That Kedusha Siyam expresses itself not only by Yom, but even in Balayla as well. The most obvious example is in Isra Malacha. And the Gemara Erech in Daf Yuna Beis uses the term Ikdish Basiyas HaMalacha. Isra Malacha is certainly a function of Achal Hashem, Kedusha Siyam. And the fact that there is an Isra Malacha Balayla obviously demonstrates that the Kedusha Siyam is Ben Bayom, Ben Balayla. What about when it comes to Rosh Chodesh? That's quite different than Chol HaMoed. That Gemara in Erech and Daf Yuna Beis makes this distinction, that Chol HaMoed is Ikdish Basiyas HaMalacha. There is Kedusha that generates an Yisr Malacha, even though there are Heterim of Malacha and Chol HaMoed, for example, a Dover Aved, but in principle, the Gemara comments Chol HaMoed is Ikdish Basiyas HaMalacha. Mashenken, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Lo ikdish besiyas hamalacha. That's not true. There is no iser malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Good? So fundamental difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, the Gemara tells us regarding ikdish besiyas hamalacha. That's why, for example, let's say in Chol HaMoed Sukkot, there's a chiyuv of halal sholem. Mashenki, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv of halal. Chatzi on Rosh Chodesh is only a minog. That's the sugyan erech and of yud, because lo ikdish, because Rosh Chodesh does not have that same degree of Kedusha. And even though there's a heter, so to speak, of certain malacha on Chol HaMoed, but in principle, certainly, ikdish v'asiyas ha-malacha. Good? So, in first glance, so good, when it comes to the details of malacha, that there is an Isra malacha on Shabbos, yent of Chol HaMoed, there's no Isra malacha on Rosh Chodesh. No. But even more fundamentally, if there is no Isra malacha on Rosh Chodesh, so what is the expression of the Chol HaShem, the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh? After all, if Ikdish Basiyas HaMalacha, if Kedusha Sayom is manifest through an Isra Malacha, so where do you see that there's a concept of a Chol HaShem, Itzumo Shayom, perhaps even Kedusha Sayom when it comes to Rosh Chodesh? So the answer is the following. That also the Gemara comments in Erechim, that what is the Chol HaShem of Rosh Chodesh? What is its yichudo? What is its uniqueness? The answer is hakravas hakarbanos. Special korban is offered. Musaf to Rosh Chodesh. That is the essence of Rosh Chodesh. In terms of nihud, what does it mean to say today is Rosh Chodesh? There's no Isra Malacha. The answer is in mikdash, karbanos. Rashi has the phrase in Chagigah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where Rashi writes, V'kadesh Chodesh, Rashi adds the word, L'musafim. You have to be Mekadesh, the day of Rosh Chodesh, Rashi writes, L'musafim. That's a very critical term Rashi uses, no? You're not Mekadesh the Yom of Rosh Chodesh in terms of Isra Malacha, you're Mekadesh the Yom, because that is relevant when it comes to Hakrabas HaKarbanos. This is what the Levush comments in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh and Simen Tav Yud Zayin. That Rosh Chodesh, there is no Isra Malacha Levush, right? But Mikomakam Yeshbo Kedusha Yoser Misha Yemei HaChol. But that doesn't mean it's a regular day. It has a Tosefes Kedusha. How do you know that that's true? Kevon Shemevin Bo Karbanos Musafim. Kamo Yantiv. Because there's uniqueness of Karban Musaf. That's the Chiddush. The Karban Musaf is not just simply a mitzvah, but rather it's an indicator of a Kedusha Sayom, of Yitzimo Sayom. So the fact that there is a Karban Musaf, the fact that there is an Isra Malacha, are not just random mitzvahs, but rather, as mentions, these indicate a Chol HaShem, a Kedusha Sayom. The fact that there is no Isra Malacha on Rosh Chodesh tells you the following, not just simply details of Malacha, that there's an expression of Kedusha Sayom, which is a function of Karban, not a function of Malacha, but that concept of Karban as being Mechayiv, is generating Kedusha Siyam Yitzinu L'Shayom, is only Bayom, and not Balayla. When it comes to Lel Rosh Chodesh, there is no uniqueness to this night as opposed to any other night. Mashenkein, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, Yantiv, where the element of Yisra Malacha certainly demonstrates the Kedusha Sayom, even Balayla. So maybe that's the Chiddush. Then when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it's Chol HaShem, it's Kedusha Sayom, it's Biyom Rosh Chodesh, But there's no manifestation of Itzumo Shoyom or Kedusha Sayom below Rosh Chodesh. That's the critical difference between Malacha as opposed to Karban. It's not just simply what is responsible for. Karban is Bayom, Malach is Ben Bayom, Ben Balayla. The fact that whether there is a Karban or not is not just simply a mitzvah or a detail, a chovas hava, but rather a reflection of Kedusha Sayom, also fits in very well with the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Chav Dalin. The Gemara quotes the following brisa, the Tanya Rav Hoshea, that yamim sheyesh bem karban musaf, if there is a karban musaf, for example, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Omra Me'ein HaMa'ora Bavoda, you have to acknowledge that in Shmoneh Esrei. You have to say Yalav Yamo in Shmoneh Esrei as part of Avoda. And Ve'im Lo Amar, and if you fail to do so, Machzir No So, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The Brisa tells us that Yamim She'ein Behem Karban Musaf, if there is no Karban Musaf on a given day, for example, the Gemara says, on a day of Tainis, or on Ma'amados. So it's true that there is a Chiyuv Azkara, we still add something to Shmoneh Esrei, we still say, Aneinu, but Im Lo Amar, but if you forgot to do so, Ein Machzir No So. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Why is it that Yalav Yavo is Ma'akev in Tefillah? And Aneinu is not Makiv in Tefillah. The Gemara says, Karban Musaf. What exactly is the correlation? If there is a Karban Musaf, Machzir No So, nor Karban Musaf, not Machzir No So, is that just simply a Chiyuv Hazkara? Or is that a reflection of a Kedushas Hayom? The Gemara says, how will you determine whether there is the Kedushas Hayom, no Kedushas Hayom? The Gemara says, simply, is there a Chiyuv Karban? Is there no Chiyuv Karban? If there's a Chiyuv Karban, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, that's an indicator of Kedushas Hayom, that means Tefillah, which is patterned after Karbanos. You cannot Yotzi with a Tefillah Schol. You have to have a Tefillah Shabbos, a Tefillah Yantiv, a Tefillah Rosh Chodesh, Machzir No So. If there is no Chiyuv Karban, so good. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom V'yom, Tein L'mein B'chosef Shoyom. The Gemara Sukkandaf Mem Vav. You always mention in Shmoneh Esrei a special character, a special mitzvah that applies on this day. But there's a world of difference between Yalav V'yavo as opposed to Aneinu. And therefore, Ein Machzir No So. It's in that sugya, in Shabbos and Daf Chav Dalim and Aleph, that the Rosh tells you the same Chiddush when it comes to Al Hanisim. The Gemara contrasts Yalav Yavo with Aneinu. The Rosh writes, if the determining factor is Musaf, so therefore, Al Hanisim, when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, of course, one mentions it, but nonetheless, Ein Machzir No So. Because whether you have to be chozer or not depends on whether there's a Karban Musaf. Why should Karban Musaf be the Koveya? That's an indicator of Kedusha Sayom, Achaloshem Yom, Itzumo Shayom. And that, in fact, is Mechayev Karban. The fact that there is a Karban does not only impact on that particular Karban, but the Chiyuv Karban affects the Itzumo Shayom. We discussed in the past, very relevant for this Shabbos, and maybe we'll discuss it a little bit tomorrow, what happens when you have overlapping Kedushos. Now, you have a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, a Shabbos and Yantif, Yom Kippur and Shabbos. How do you understand that sense of Kedusha? So one of the Gemaras I've mentioned in the past is that Sugyan Zvachim, Adav Tzadi Yom Beis, Adav Tzadi Aleph, Amad Aleph. The Gemara raises a very important question. We know when it comes to Kedima, a person is obligated to perform two different mitzvahs, to mention two different askaros. So what comes first? How do you know what to say first? What to say second? So sometimes the Gemara says the prince we tadir v'shino tadir tadir kodem. Tadir is koveya. Sometimes the Gemara says look and see what has a higher level of kedusha. So the Gemara raises the following suffix: zvachim dav tzadiyim ubeiz ibailu tadir umakudash eizam yam kodem. What happens if each one has a maila? One is tadir, one is makudash. Which one comes first? So the Gemara wants to be poshet from the following: that look, we know that normally speaking, the karban tamid comes before the karban musaf. The Gemara says a karban tamid is tadir, musaf is a reflection of a heightened kedusha. So So the fact that the Karban Tamid precedes the Karban Musaf, isn't that an indicator that Tadr takes precedence over Mekudosh? The Gemara answers, no, that's not true. That Otu Shabbos, the Musaf in Ahani, the Tmidim no Ahani. The Gemara says, wait a second. You bring a Karban Musaf. Today is Shabbos, for example. The fact that it is Shabbos not only impacts on the Karban Musaf, but that also is Mekadesh the Karban Tamid. So therefore, it's not that the Karban Tamid is only Tadir, and the Karban Musaf is Mekudosh. The Karban Tamid is Tadir u'Mekudosh, because the Kedusha Sayom impacts not only on the Chi of Karban, the special Karban that you bring, but that impacts on the entire Chaloshem Yom. Or the Gemara says the following Kiddush. This Shabbos, no? Rosh Chodesh is Chal B'Shabbos. So you have to bring a Karban Musaf for Shabbos, Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. We know that the Musvei Shabbos kodem in the Musvei Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara suggests the following Chiddush. Musvei Shabbos, the Gemara says that's Tadir. Shabbos is certainly more Tadir than Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says a Chiddush that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is called Mekudosh. Rashi says because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed and Shabbos is not. Interesting, the Gemara suggests that the Musvei Shabbos are Tadir. The Musvei Rosh Chodesh are considered to be Mekudosh. So the fact that we do the Musvei Shabbos first and then the Musvei Rosh Chodesh, isn't that an indicator that Tadr takes precedence over Mekudosh? The Gemara says no. Otu Rosh Chodesh, Memusafin Didei Ahani, Memusvei Shabbos Lo Mahani. The fact that there's a Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, that only manifests itself in the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The fact that it is Rosh Chodesh heightens the Chiyuv Karban of Musvei Shabbos. That's interesting finish, no? The fact that there is a special carbon which is brought on this day, that does not just simply reflect the kedusha of that carbon. That reflects the essence of Yitzumo Shayom. And therefore, every carbon which is brought on that day has a heightened level of kedusha. So the Musvei Shabbos and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh are Tadr u'Mekudosh. Not comparable to the Musvei Shabbos of last Shabbos, which is Tadr, but it's not Mekudosh, no? A very great Chiddush. So on days that there's a Karban Musaf, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, even the Tmidim that are brought in that day have a heightened level of Kedusha. No? We discussed this in the past, right? Just in the context of when you have overlapping Kedushos, is each one independent? Is it a fused Kedusha Sayom? No? Hashem Shat, the Gemara here is telling you the concept of fusion, no? Not independent. Now, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos Karbanos, right, are more chamor. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh Karbanos are more chamor. No? Because the Karban is an indicator of Kedusha Sayom. That's a very important Chiddush. Mashain came when it comes to a day where there is no Karban. What's up? A Tainis or Chanukah and Purim. There's no Kedusha Sayom. There's a Chiyu Vazkara. So therefore, the Gemara says in Rosh Chodesh, right, there's a Karban Musaf. It's called Moed. There's a concept of Yitzumo Shayom in Rosh Chodesh. But then the Gemara tells us, in Mekanshin Esachodesh, Elabiyom. So what does that mean? In Mekanshin Esachodesh Elabiyom. You're right. That normally the Koveya of Yalav Yavo and Matzir Noso is based on Karban. The Gemara says, very well, that's all relevant for the day of Rosh Chodesh, but not for the night of Rosh Chodesh. No? The night of Rosh Chodesh, there's no Kedusha Sayom, there's no Chiyuv Karban. So therefore, you certainly cannot equate the Chiyuv Azkara Bayom as opposed to the Chiyuv Azkara Balayla. To put it in these terms, that Yalav Yavo during the day of Rosh Chodesh is Mitzumo Shayom, reflection of the Kedusha Sayom, because Ikdish, as far as Karban is concerned, Mashen came when it comes to Chiyuv of Yalav Yavo at night, since in Mekanshnes HaChodesh Balayla, Kiddush HaChodesh has no expression. It cannot be done at night. It has no expression during the night. So you know what I would tell you? That Yalav Yavo, the night of Rosh Chodesh, is similar to Aneinu, similar to Al-Hanisim, or Enochinami, right? We mention that it is a day in which, but nonetheless, it's not a reflection of Kedusha Sayom, and therefore, that Ein Machzir Nosam. If you look in Shita Mekubetzes and Brachos, Laman and Mabeis, that's where the Gemara tells us, if you fail to mention Yalav Yavad during Mariv, Ein Machzir Nosam. Why is that true? So the Lashon of the Shita Mekubetzes is because the Halayla Eina Bichlal. Unbelievable. Because the night is not included. V'lo chashiv l'mitzro kula hadramim. Halayla Eina Bichlal. As though the night is not included in Rosh Chodesh. Of course, in the calendar it's Rosh Chodesh. It's not included in the Kedusha Sayom, the Sumo Sayom. That's a reflection of the Chiyuv Karban. That doesn't apply. And therefore, in Ochinami, in Mavzir also. And if you look in Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yona writes the following Kiddush. This is found again also in Tfilas HaShachar, the fourth parak of Brachos. It's found in the Yotes, Samad Aleph, and Daf Yarif, the Ramaschel She'ein. When it comes to the night of Rosh Chodesh, in Mavzir also. In Mavzir also. So Rabbi Yona raises the following issue. And what about on Shabbos and Yantiv? Well, of course, if a person davens a tefillah schol on no Shabbos, a tefillah schol on Yantiv, yes, machzir noso. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yantiv? So Rabbi Yonah writes, obviously, Shabbosos yomim tovim, kedushasan gam kein balayla. That's Loshna Rabbi Yonah. The kedusha Shabbos, the kedusha Yantiv is at night. And therefore, obviously, if you don't mention it in Shmoneh Esrei, Mavzir noso, Masha Enke, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, that the Kedusha is not Balayla. That's the Chiddush of Shita Kabetzes Mufurish, Rabbi Yona. Then Rabbi Yona goes a step further. Same piece, you test them out, Damascus Shein. The Istim of Farshay, ready for this, a very great Chiddush. Rabbi Yona writes, there are those who shall maintain the following Chiddush. When is this true? That if you daven a tefillah schol on Shabbos or Yantif, of course, machzir noso. You can't compare that to Yalav and Rosh Chodesh. Is the mefarshei b'shar yamim tovim. That's true on Yantif generally, with an exception though. Avol b'yantif shor Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? Kevan de talob Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, a great kiddush. If lo hizkir shol Yantif ba'arvis ein machzir noso. Unbelievable, no? If Kiddush HaKodesh, is only during the day and not at night, and Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, one could suggest that if you daven the Tefillah Schol below Rosh Hashanah Yotze, so Rabbi Yonah writes, can't be. You daven at tefillah schon Rosh Hashanah, like your yotzei. You certainly assume lacha. Absolutely not. Why not? After all, Rosh Hashanah depends on Kriyas HaKodesh. Mein makashna sachodesh shalav yom. What's wrong with it? No. Take a look at what Rabbi Yonah writes. Benu chalomar afal pi shetolib Rosh Chodesh. You're right. That Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh go hand in hand. But what do you mean, Rosh Hashanah? Kevin shum yantif. And the mitzvahs of yantif apply b'layla. And furthermore, sheyesh ba iser malacha. There's an iser malacha on the night of Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rabbi Yonah writes. Mashenkin Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? That if there's an iser malacha b'layla, obviously the kedushas hayom expresses itself ben b'yom ben b'layla, and therefore, of course, machzir noso on Rosh Chodesh where lo itdish b'siyas hamalacha. And all you have is a chiyuv karban. No mitzvah sayom, no mitzvah salayla, no iser malacha. So then you can argue that the kedusha sayom does not express itself palayla. And that's the case. This is a chiddush. As I mentioned to you, Rav Zsolti writes this at length in Siman Aleph in Mishnas Yavetz. This is a chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik elaborates on at great length in Shurim Lezecha B'mori, right, in the first chelek, on the piece of Hazkaras, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed. This fundamental difference between Rosh Chodesh as opposed to Chol HaMoed, of Ikdish. The Rav begins the discussion with a quote from the Chayyadon, The Chayadim quotes in Klal Chav Dalit in Siv Yud the Chiddush of Rav Abel Apostle, a very great Chiddush. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, if you forget to say HaMelech HaKadosh and you say HaKel HaKadosh, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. The Chayadim quotes the Psak Halacha of Abla Paslavar that is not true on Lel Rosh Hashanah. If on Lel Rosh Hashanah you say HaKel HaKadosh, not HaMelech HaKadosh, you're not chozer. Because after all, Ein Mekadshin Es HaKodesh Ela Beyom. And if that is true when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the same thing is true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. The Rav argued, if that's true, then you should argue even more. Forget about HaKel HaKadosh and HaMelech HaKadosh. Even if you daven a tefillah schol, you should be yotzei. Like that possible day in Rav Yonah that we reject the halacha. That certainly is not true. The Rav quotes the name of his father, not to paskin. Like that chiddush Rav Abel Apostle. And what's wrong with that? So here the Rav pointed out the following. There's a fundamental difference between the night of Rosh Hashanah as opposed to the night of Rosh Chodesh. Ein mekanshnes ha-chodesh, ela beyom, is not just a detail in Yeshiva's Bezdin, but that which reflects on the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh itself. V'haraya. The Rav points out just a very, very pressing hara. That Gemara in Brachos Naflamad Amadeis, when the Gemara says that if you forget to say Yalav Yavu at night, in Mavzir Noso, because in Makashne Sachoda Shalabiyom, you have to realize that Gemara was Bizman Shemekachin Alpi Hariyah. So of course that's true. If your Mekadesh Alpi Hariyah in the Kiddush HaKodesh does not take place at night, so of course in Mavzir Noso. Rav even pointed out a step further. The Rav said that he had a suffix as far as forget about that case where you forgot. You didn't forget. What would you do during Maariv? No? When they're Mekadesh Al Pi Ariyah, so what happens? Right? We have a good hunch there will be the Molah HaLevana, but Bezin didn't yet declare that now it is Rosh Chodesh. They're not going to do that until the next day. So do you ever say Yalav Yavu at night in those circumstances? Not only in the case of Shachaf, is there a chiyuv to say Yalav Yavo and a night where it is not yet Rosh Chodesh? No, the declaration of Bezin only going to be the next day. But how can all this be quoted by halacha? No? The Gemara that tells us in Brachos Daf Lamed Dei Makashna Sechodesh Shalom B'Yom is referring to the time that the Kiddush HaChodesh is Al Pi Hariyah. But shouldn't we immediately assume, shouldn't the Gemara later say that, however, Ha'idna, the Mekachna Al Pi Acheshvin? So of course, we mean Mekachna Sechodesh Shalom B'Yom. There's no Kiddush HaChodesh Eidi Bezin at all. However this works. No? That's my focus. Ram Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos. There's no Yeshivas Bezin. There's no Kfiyas Bezin. So what do you see from this? That in Mekachna Sechodesh Shalom B'Yom is not just a detail in Kiddush HaChodesh. We don't have Kiddush HaChodesh Eidi Bezin B'Zman HaZeh. But yet we still assume if you fail to recite Yalav Yavo, you're not chozer. Why is this true? That no. And this is where the Rav discusses the difference between Chalukah, Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, and Kedushas Chol HaMoed. Kedushas Rosh Chodesh only expresses itself Rach Biachas LeKarban Musaf. What do you know about Rosh Chodesh? All you know about Rosh Chodesh is Parshas Pinchas, Uvarosh Echad Sheichem, Echi of Karban. What do you know about Shabbos and Yantif and Chol HaMoed? What do you mean? Parshas Emor Esrei Malacha, Parshas Pinchas, Karbano, Parshas Re'eh, B'chovas HaRegel, Mitzvos HaRegel. Yantif Chol HaMoed expresses itself in so many ways that Rosh Chodesh does not. And that's the Chiddush, that the expression of the Kedushas Hayom, Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, is only found in Chumash, A, in Mikdash, and B, in terms of Hakravas HaKarbon. Ein Kedushas Yom Shrosh Chodesh Malav Lo Morida Begvulin. You don't have any expression of the Kedush of Rosh Chodesh outside of Mikdash itself. And that's why there's a difference when it comes to Hallel. There's no Chiyu B'Torah's Kedushas Yom of Hallel in that fashion. That's the Chiddush of Ein Mekashnes HaKodesh Ela B'Yom. Therefore, very mistaber that this should not just be that is an additional relevant factor. that Kiddush HaChodesh Al Yedei Beis Din Yeshivas Ben Zalmei Beyom. Good. But there should be a much more fundamental, inherent reason that the Kiddush HaChodesh is Bayom as opposed to Laila. That's the whole Yitzumo Shoyom uniqueness of the time of Rosh Chodesh itself. Based on this Chiddush, this is the next piece, Rosh Chodesh has a Mr. Shavitz and Simon Beis, raises the following Ha'ara. Very no gila halacha. Very common that one will daven Mariv Mibod Yom. The Gemara in Brachos, Nachav Zayin, acknowledges that practice. If one davens Mibod Yom, Lachar Plaga Mincha, when is davening already Mariv, the coming day, would one recite Yalav Yavo if tonight, tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh? After all, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Nav Chav Zayin, that Rav Tzalishol Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, that Rav, as we often do, would daven Mariv early on Shabbos. On what basis did Rav used to daven that Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei? So Rashi immediately comments, Shekibol of Shabbos Mibod Yom, Tosef Shabbos. The fact that you accept upon yourself the fact that it is Shabbos, that allows you now to daven the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Shekibol of Shabbos Mibod Yom. If that is true, that as a function of Tosef Shabbos, one has a right to daven a Tefillah Shabbos, then one could raise this following question. And what if one were to daven the Rosh Chodesh Shmoneh Esrei before Laila? After all, the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Kitav Yotes, Sivkatan Aleph, that there's no Tosefes Rosh Chodesh. There's a mitzvah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara we discussed many times, Yom Da'a Pe'alaf Mabeis. The mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, of Tosefes Yantif, there's no Tosefes Rosh Chodesh. So if you will tell me that Rav Tzalishol Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos is only because of this vehicle of Tosefes Shabbos, so where then does that leave Rosh Chodesh? The fact that Tosefes Shabbos is responsible for the ability to daven, that's what Rashi writes, Kibul of Shabbos Yom Yom, this is also Mefurish Nor Zaruah, in Hilchos Erev Shabbos and Simen Yudalev. The Zaruah writes that Tosefes Shabbos is a Din Daraisa. And how do you know that that's true? Because already, Mibod Yom, we fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos. Mispalim, Midavim, Mekadshin al Hakos, Ochlin Suda Shabbos. The Kiddush of Rezaruah. The ability to daven, to make Kiddush, to have your Suda Shabbos, Mibod Yom, even before Laila, is all a function of Tosefes. As we've discussed in the past, you look in the Rambam, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes that Le'eshlo lehispala al tefilas arvis shalel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos kodesh shetishkaf amo. You can daven early on Friday night before Shkia. And the Rambam writes v'chein, and similarly, exact same halacha, yispal arvis shel motzoi Shabbos b'Shabbos. You can daven the Shmoneh Esrei motzoi Shabbos on Shabbos. Ooh, that can't be because of Tosefes. If you say that Sali Shal Shabbos Berav Shabbos is Tosefes, you can't tell me the Chayim Mosoi Shabbos Kishabbos. So obviously, you know right away the Rambam is going to tell you a different reason. It's Tosefes Shabbos, not Tosefes Chol. You extend Mosoi Shabbos. You give Mosoi Shabbos earlier? Of course not. The Rambam writes, because the Fisha Tfilas Arvis Rishos. Ain medaptik in bismana. The fact that we daven marv early, tefillah service is rishus. Nothing to do with Tosefes, because you can even daven on Shabbos early as well. Tefillah service rishus ain medaptik in bismana. It's the Kesher Mishnah comment that you see that even though the Rambam gives you the example of a person can daven Mariv on Shabbos me'er Shabbos or Mariv on Matzei Shabbos b'Shabbos. Guess the Mishnah simply writes lav dafka. Guadin b'chol yom. After all, if the reason is because Tfilas Arvis for Shusay Medaktik in Bismana, so that applies to any Tfilas Marav. So why does the Rambam write Shabbos and not Shabbos? Because that was the case in the Gemara that Kesem Mishnah writes. That's again, Brachas of Chavzayin, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. That's what Rav did. Rav Oshi Yat Tzali Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. So the Rambam just gives you the examples that the Gemara mentions. So Eino Chinami, the Rambam could have, or perhaps even should have, we'll have to see why not, have stated that this is true generally. Lechem Mishnah is bothered by the following kasha. There in Perek Gimel, Lachazayim. What do you need this reason of Tfilas Arvis Rishus in Medakta Gibizmana? What do you need this for? After all, the Gemara, Brachos Napchav Zayin, has to justify the possibility of davening early. And what does the Gemara say? Fashionable. You start with Rambam. Now, what does the Gemara say about this? Now, the Gemara says because of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the cutoff point of Minchin Marid? Now, so the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda, Plaga Mincha is the cutoff point. So since we have a right to follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore, until Plaga Mincha, there's Man Mincha, and afterwards is Man Marid. That's what the Gemara says. Ad plag mincha is my mincha, and achar plag mincha is my marin. What right do you have to daven earlier? Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You could raise the same kash again, like Rashi and the Rezarua. Why do they have to explain Tosefes Shabbos? What's wrong with the Gemara's reason of Kaimalan Karabi Yehuda, Avid Kamar, Avid Kamar? Apparently, both the Rambam and Rashi and the Rezarua are assuming that two reasons are necessary. What the Gemara says is absolutely the case. This is in consonance with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That's necessary, but it's not sufficient. You have to come on to some other reason also. Whatever that reason is, Tosefes, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. The fact of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is insufficient. Why is that true? So this is what Rav Zolti explains as follows. Davening early, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos, is a twofold problem and requires a double solution. One problem is the following. What right do you have to daven tfilas mariv mibod yom? This man tfilah has not yet arrived. One problem is a tfilas mariv problem. What's the second problem? How can you daven a tfilas Shabbos b'chol? What is a mincha mariv problem? If it is the zman mincha, how can you daven mariv? What's the second difficulty? If it was on a Wednesday night, there's one problem. How can you daven Wednesday night's mariv mibod yom? Good. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Berev Shabbos. How can you say Ataki Dashta? How can you say Ritzeinu Chaseinu? Daven it Tfilah Shabbos B'chol. It is not Shabbos. That's the problem that the Rishonim grapple with. The fact that the Gemara says that this is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Ad Plag HaMincha HaBizman Mincha, and Biachaka HaBizman Mariv, that solves the first problem. That is the justification of davening Tfilas Mariv, because the Zman Mincha has come to an end, the Zman Mariv has now begun. But how do you understand the fact that this isn't Wednesday night? This is Lel Shabbos, you're davening a Tfilas Shabbos B'chol? What's the answer for that? That's the Chiddush of Rashi and Zeruah. For that you have to come on to Tosefes. No, it is Shabbos. You're Mosif Mechala Kodesh. That you understand very well. Good, it's Tosefes. But if the Zman Tfilah had not yet arrived, it's not going to help you. For that, you have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda. And without the function of Tosefes, the fact that the Zman Marav has begun will not explain what right you have to daven at Tfilah Shabbos. So the fact that you can daven tefillas ha'erev k'Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that you can daven tefillas Shabbos, that is Tosefes. Now we have the following difficulty. Note from all the many earlier shiurim, no? The Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't have such a mitzvah. You look in the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Shvisa Sasar. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah daraisa of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And the Rambam says, what is the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? Hatzchelotzum lizanos mibon yom. You begin the Inuyim earlier. The Ram does not mention at all Tosefes Malacha. So even on Yom Kippur, the Ram only underscores Tosefes Inui, not Tosefes Malacha. If there's no Tosefes Malacha, so of course there's no Tosefes when it comes to Shabbos Yantiv, and the Rambam never mentions this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, of Tosefes Yantiv. Reis Yosef, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Samach Aleph, points out the Rambam does not have Tosefes Shabbos. This is what the Kesef Mishnah writes in Perakei Halacha Gimel. We discussed that many times, the mitzvah of Kavod, a hachana prior to Shabbos, but not a Kabbalah of Kedushas Hayom. The Magid Mishnah writes, Perak Dalef Hilchos Chanukah, according to the Rambam, lo matzinu Kabbalah Oseres, there's no vehicle of Tosefes. Magid Mishnah writes, according to the Rambam Shita, you light the Ner Shabbos before the Ner Chanukah, because Tadar B'Shino Tadar, Tadar Kodem. Oh, aren't you accepting upon yourself Shabbos with Havlokas and Eros? No. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing. Lo matzino kabbalos eres. The Gong points out, the Bir HaGran, Reis Samach Aleph, that's the Simen of Tosefes, that the Rambam does not have a mitzvah Tosefes. That's what the Machaber says, Yesh Omim. There are those that assume that there's a mitzvah Lohosib Mechol HaKodesh. Because the Rambam has Tosefes Yom Kippur, but not Tosefes Shabbos. So he pointed out davening early on Al Shabbos two different issues. Number one is Midine Tfila, number two is Tfila Shabbos. That's what compelled Rashi or Zeruah to assume Tosefes. This is what troubles the Rambam, you know? How is it that you davening Tfila Shabbos b'chol? You can't answer Tosefes. Rambam doesn't have Tosefes, no? That's what the Rambam says, don't worry about it, because Tfila Shabbos b'shus in Medaktik, in Bismana. The Rambam writes for the Savish is only Rishus. Doesn't require such precision that the Tfilah Shabbos Bidavka has to be on Shabbos. As long as it's Samoch L'Knisas HaShabbos, that's sufficient. Right, this sounds a little familiar because we've discussed in the past that Rambam per Chavtesif of HaShabbos, Halach Yir Aleph. The Rambam writes you can make Kiddush early. How can you make Kiddush early? The Rambam says you can make Havdalah early. How can you do all of that? The Rambam, it's not because of Tosefes. The Rambam writes, Yesh lo makadish mibol yom, ve'af al pish lo nichnas ha-shabbos. You can fulfill the mitzvah d'arais of Kiddush, even a greater Kiddush, as long as it's samuch l'knisas ha-shabbos, as the Rambam writes explicitly. If you announce, Shabbos is about to arrive, Shabbos is about to depart, that's sufficient. It's good enough for Kiddush and Havdalah. The Rambam says good enough when it comes to Tefillah as well. See, with this Kiddush in mind, you can answer the Ha'ar of Lechem Mishnah and also the Kesev Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah was bothered. What do you need the reason that Tefillah Shabbos for Shus? What's wrong with the Gemara's reason? Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is that no. Rabbi Yehuda explains how you can daven a Tefillah Marev Mibod Yom, but not how you can daven tefillas Shabbos b'chol. And what about the horror of the Kesef Mishnah? If the reason is because tefillas Shabbos Rosh Hashanah Medaktik in Bizmana, so why does the Rambam only give you the examples of Shabbos? Why doesn't the Rambam say you can always daven early? No? What's the answer? Always davening early. We'll pin that on Rabbi Yehuda. The Kiddush that troubles the Rambam and that requires the teretz of to the service Rosh Hashanah Medaktik Bizmana is davening a Tfilah Shabbos b'chol or davening early on Motzoi Shabbos. You are davening a Tfilah Shol b'Shabbos. What right do you have to do so? For that, the Rambam writes, for the service Rishus, Emidatuk, Emizmana. So what right do you have to daven Mibod Yom on Shabbos or on Yantif according to Rashi or Azruot Yosefes, according to the Rambam? At first glance, one could argue there should be a huge nafkamina then. What about davening at Tfilas Rosh Chodesh, Mibod Yom? Chora, one could argue as follows. According to the Rambam, good. What's the kasha? You can daven Mibod Yom because Rabbi Yehuda. What's the problem? How can you say Yala V'Yavo if it's not Yid Rosh Chodesh? Yeah, that's the Shabbos problem. How can you daven in the Tefillah Shabbos? The answer is Tefillah Shabbos Rosh Hashanah Dakim Bizmana. That reason will not only justify Shabbos, that reason can apply to Rosh Chodesh as well. But if you assume like the view of Rashi or the Rezaruah, that no, Tefillah requires the Kedusha Sayyam. And therefore it's not enough just to say Rabbi Yehuda. That's good for a Wednesday night. For Lel Shabbos, there you have to come out to Tosefes. So maybe one could suggest a very great chiddush that what works on Shabbos, Tefillah Mibod Yom, that's not going to help in Rosh Chodesh. How can you daven the Tefillah Rosh Chodesh Mibod Yom? There's no Tosefes. And therefore, a great chiddush that according to Rashi Shita, there's a Ruach Shita, you're davening Mibod Yom, that's a problem. You can't say Yalav Yavo. And then either daven without Yalav Yavo or don't daven it. You have to wait until Lana. So Rav Zolti writes he doesn't think that that's true. Bottom line, that one is allowed to daven Mibod Yom, not only according to him, obviously, to the service Rosh Hashanah Dakim Bizmana, but even according to the Shita of Rashi and Rezaruah as well. Why should that be true? And so this is what links in with earlier shir. No? When it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yantif, so then the Tefillah Shabbos, that's a function of Kedusha Sayyam. And in order to allow that Tfilas Shabbos Bechol, for that you have to come on to Tosefes. What about when it comes to Rosh Chodesh? So if, as we suggested, then Rosh Chodesh, the whole Kedusha Sayyam, Itzumo Sayyam, is only limited to the day of Rosh Chodesh, Karban. That's never true when it comes to the night. Even when you say Yalav Yavu at night on Rosh Chodesh, that is not the reflection of Kedusha Sayyam. That's even Bizman HaZeh Mekashnes HaChodesh L'Biyom. And therefore the Gemara says it's like Anisim, it's like Aneinu, it's not Likuva Balayla, because it's not a reflection of the Kedusha Sayyam. It's comparable to Aneinu, comparable to a case of Alanisim, because there's no Karban Musaf. The Chiyuv of Yalav Yavo and Mariv and Rosh Chodesh is not that which emanates from the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh. The Tfilas Mariv of Shabbos is a Tfilas Shabbos. The Tfilas Mariv of Rosh Chodesh is a Tfilas Chol with a Chovas Azkara. For that, you don't need Tosefes. As long as one is allowed to daven Mariv, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's sufficient. The same Tefillah Sol, you can daven Wednesday night Mibod Yom, you can daven at this point Mibod Yom. The Chiyuv Azkara, you're mentioning that this is a Tefillah Mariv associated with the day of Rosh Chodesh. But not that this is the Mekadesh, this is a reflection of that Kedusha Sayyam. Mashlan Ahad Avadome, Rashi writes the Chiddush in Shabbos and Daf Chavdal Adamaralot. What about Aneinu? Aneinu we mentioned. It's not Mikuva. Aniyah doesn't reflect Kudusha Sayom. It's a Chovas Askara. This is a day where there's Nisra Achilah. When do you say Aneinu? So Rashi quotes the sheet of the Gonin that Meikar Hadin, Aneinu is recited in all the tefillos of the Tainis, even Marib. Even while you're eating and drinking, you say Aneinu. That's what Rashi writes, the name of the Gonin. Tosa says, we don't do so. We don't say Aneinu at Marib. We don't even say Aneinu during Shafris. Because if it ends up a person breaks his Tainis, so Nimtza Shakram B'tefilasa. It's like it's a tefillah sheker. You're saying the Yom Tzom Tani Seinu, and it turns out it wasn't the Yom Tzom Tani Seinu. So we play it safe. We don't mention Aneinu until already you're davening b'sof hayom. But Rashi, it's the sheet of the Gonim as you say Aneinu and Marid. So what does that mean? Now, so maybe that's exactly comparable to the Rosh Chodesh. There's no Yisra Achil and Shtiyah. But when it comes to the Chiyuv Haskara for Marid, if it is a Yom Tzom, meaning if even a portion of the day will be characterized as Yom Tzom with an Isra of Achil and Shtia, in such an instance, that allows you to be Mazkir Aneinu, or Mazkir Yalav Yavo, even if it is not, right, the reflection of that Chalo Shemra, Kedusha Sayom. Just a further Ha'ara, right, in this Rambam. The Rambam writes the reason to the service for Shusei Mundakim Mizmana gives us the examples, right, of davening really Friday night, davening really Motzai Shabbos. He mentioned again, right, the horror of the Kesev Mishnah, that this reason the Rambam should apply even B'chol as well. Lav Dafka. The suggestion that in Achinami, the Rambam just writes that the Ribusanakar, that even a Tefillah Shabbos can be recited B'chol. Of course, a Tefillah Skol can be recited according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Raivan, however, raises the following kasha. The Raivan writes, it's true what the Rambam writes. If you daven early on Friday night to Masai Shabbos, of course you don't say. But the Raivan writes, Ein Rayu Lasos came. But that's not ideal. Right? El Litzarach Hashem, only do so if necessary. Don't do so ideally. Why? What's wrong? The Raivan writes, after all, Halot Tzarech Lismo Gula Tefila. Separate reason. Yid Tzarechas Gula Tefila. Even in Mariv, the Rambam writes, Nechos Tefillah, Perek Zayin Alofi Yirches, even in Mariv you need Smichas Gula Tefillah. That's what Tosus writes in Brachos Daf Alba Beis. Smichas Gula Tefillah means Kriya Shema Birchos Seha, meaning you fulfill the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema Birchos Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei. The Gon writes, the grain of Simen Memvav, that let's say for whatever reason the minyan is starting very late, you'll say Kriya Shema earlier. So the Gon points out a twofold problem. Problem number one is you're not saying Kriya Shema Berachos Seha b'zman. Good, you said Kriya Shema before. You're not saying Berachos Kriya Shema during b'zman. Good. And then the Gon adds, you're not being Soma Gula Tefila. You're saying the words, right? Gal Yisrael into Shmon Esrei. The Smichas Gula Tefila means the Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim with Berachos Kriya Shema into Shmon Esrei. So the Rabbi writes, good, you're going to daven early. But inner lasos came because of smichas gula tefila. Perhaps that's why the Rambam gives you the example of specifically Lel Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos. Why should that be? Because there are Rishonim that say explicitly, take a look in the Hagos HaShiri, right, in the first parak of Brachos, that Shabbos does not require smichas gula tefila. It's mefurish in Razarua, right? Mefurish in Agos Hashri. It's a lengthy discussion in Shabbos Ari and Simen Tezayin. Is there a need for smichas gula tefila on Shabbos? Why shouldn't there be a need for smichas gula tefila on Shabbos? A couple of possibilities. Rashi writes the following Kiddush. In the Sugyan Brachos, Navdal Mabez, means Soma Gula Tefila. Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, right, the first parak of Brachos, Amash Lamad Avadome, the Ov of Shalmelech, right, comes to the door, knocks on the door of the palace. He wants to make a request from Melech. And the Melech goes and answers the door, but in the interim, right, the person left. So the Melech comes and answers, and no one's there. It's a so too, that's Smichas Gula Tefila. Right? Ba'odo karavila, we begin with Sheva. Right? And all of a sudden now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochol, right, is coming in order to listen to our barakashos. And all of a sudden now, we leave, we interrupt between the gul and the tefila. So Rashi writes, Ba'odo karavila, Yeshali tvot sarachav. Now that's the appropriate time to mevakish rachamim. Bakashos. That's the possibility. That's what Shagazari discusses. If smichas gula tefila means that you should be somech b'shevach with bakasha, so since on Shabbos there are no bakashos, maybe there's no chiyuv of smichas gula tefila on Shabbos. Hagosa, she writes, a different reason. It's not because of bakasha sarachav. That Hagos Hashvi, the first prayer of Brachos, writes the following Chiddush. The pasuk says, Yanch Hashem b'yom tzara, inuchsiv basrei yulratzon imrefi. Being soma gula tefila is only true when it's an ace tzara. And v'shabbis lav yom tzara. That's what Hagos Hashvi writes. Smichas gula tefila is a day that we characterize as being a time of tzara. And the Rashi writes, based on Yerushalmi, Shagasari explains, no, it links to Bakashas Rachem. Two different reasons why on Shabbos there's no Smichas Gula Tefila. Shabbos is not Yom Tzara, and Shabbos is not a time of Bakashas Rachamim. Both of those possibilities in Smichas Gula Tefila are important, no? Because the Rambam writes, you can daven early, Lel Shabbos and Motzoi Shabbos. Both options. The Rabbit writes, no, you're Yotzei, but don't do this because of Smichas Gula Tefila. Perhaps the Rambam sheet is, in those cases, there's no need for Smichas Gula Tefila. If that's true, though, you would have to assume that the Rambam will subscribe to either explanation. Either that of Hagos Hashvi, or that as Rashi explains based on the Yerushalmi. In a case of Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, interesting Chiddush, there the Shmon Esrei does not have any Bakashos, but the Tefillah is Bechol, not the Shabbos. In the case of Shel Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos, the Tefillah is one of Bakashos, but it is on Shabbos, which is not an Eis Tzara. If you're to assume that the reason the Rambam gives you these examples is to resolve the Smichas Gula Tefila issue, then you'll have to assume that according to the Rambam Shita, either reason is sufficient in order to dispense with the requirement of Smichas Gula Tefila. It's interesting Chiddush. There's a view that the Rambam writes, the Dark Emotion, Kufir Aleph, and Sifkot Aleph, where Dar Gemoshe writes that on Yantif, one must be some of Gula Tefila, even if on Shabbos not. Because Yantif, in a certain way, is characterized as Yom Tzara. Second Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah tells us, right, that Yantif is a time that the Olam is Nidon. That's what the Ritva writes in the very first Daf in Chulin. Yantif is considered to be an Eis Tzara in a certain respect, even though there's a mitzvah simcha. It's considered to be an Eis Tzara because Zemas Adin. And that's why Nodrin based Tzara, therefore it's appropriate to give Nedavos on Shabbos. The Yidu Yaakov Nerleimor, that's the Gemara Chulin Dafez, Mikansha Nodrin based Tzara. That's what the Ritva writes, that's why it appeals on Shalan Yantif. No? That's what the Ritva writes, because Nodrin based Tzara, it's a time of Din. As elements of Tzara, so like Moshe writes, even if you assume on Shabbos there's no Smichas Gula Tefila, on Yantif, Tzarech L'Misma Gula Tefila. Because after all, Yantif is considered to be a time that you have of an Eis Tzara. That would be interesting. That would mean that on Yantif, is there a need for Smichas Gula Tefila or not? If there are two factors that drive Smichas Gula Tefila, then one would apply to Yantif, one would not. Shabbos, right, is neither an Eis Tzara nor is it a time of Bakasha. On Chol, it's a time which is called an Eis Tzara, plus there are Bakashas. Yontif would split. Now, Yontif would be a time that, on the one hand, right, that's the Chiddush that the Ritva and the Rama writes, an element of the Yom Tzara, At the same time, however, there are no bakashas. No bakashas. What would the nafkamina then be? This is the chiddush that Rav Zolti just concludes with, is the following. So if a person, for example, right, with daven on Shabbos, what are the Rambam's examples? Davening early on both ends, no? Davening Shal Shabbos, Berev Shabbos, and davening Motzoi Shabbos, B'Shabbos. What would the halacha be when it comes to Yontif? You point out, according to Rambam Shita, either reason would be sufficient. So if that's true, Mispalo Shal Yontif Be'erev Yontif, that's okay, you're covered. Right, there are no bakashas. But what about the case of Mipspalo Shal Motzai Yantif Biyantif? Davening the Motzai Yantif Shvanesvei earlier. In that case, you're davening a Tefillah Skol, where there would be Bakashas. You're davening at a time that the Rama writes that it is considered to be a day that has an element of an Eis Tzara. There, maybe everyone will agree to that Kepet of the Ravid, that you're Yotzei, but here you have to be concerned with Smicha Skol Tefillah. As the Rambam gives uniquely the example of Shabbos, where the Rambam writes, "Are you Yotzei?" But no need to be Soma and Kula Tefillah as well. But the broader Chiddush, whether it's necessary to come onto the vehicle of Tosefes in order to explain the ability to daven earlier, to have an Azkara, maybe that depends. Maybe that's only if there's Kedushas Hayom, do we assume that that's true. If there isn't Kedushas Hayom, then certainly not. And therefore, one would be allowed to daven early and to recite Yalla V'Yavha, not only according to the Rambam Shita, that the Koveya is to the service of Shusei Medatik in Bizmana, but even if you should assume that you have to come on to Tosefes, now only true in Shabbos, for example, in Yantin, but not true when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there Yalla V'Yavha certainly can be recited in Yivamim. Okay, let's stop.